Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, look, obviously, I won't say retirement because he wouldn't even say it. It's just been handled so awkwardly today of Jim Boeheim, who will not be returning to Syracuse. 47 years with the school and a very awkward press conference, question and answer after the game, after Syracuse got knocked out of the ACC tournament by Wake Forest today. It's just awkward. I feel awful for the guy that this is how it went out. The guy's a legend, and he had to say, answer questions that he didn't want to give an answer to. He wants you to know that he feels like he's pushed out. It's just, I don't know how it ended
it's
like
unsavory.
This.
It's unsavory. No, that's
it
right.
It's absolutely on many unsavory. Levels.
Right, we see acrimonious departures in our personal lives and friendships and relationships and marriages and whatever else. And it's never a clean end for most athletes, right? The jersey gets ripped off them. Very few just say, yeah, that's it, I'm done. Very rarely do you get that. And from the coaching perspective, you're hired to be fired. But this seemed like a circumstance where Boeheim, as terse and weird as it might be, that you wouldn't get to where it was this level of confusion, acrimony, and really Boeheim taking the knob and turning it to 11.
Now, we're going to play the big back and forth that's getting all the attention today, which I'm embarrassed when I hear it. I feel bad when I hear it because, you know, look, I'm a kid. Class of 92, right? He's my guy. And here it was after they lose to Wake Forest and the news of his not returning, because again, they still won't call it a retirement.
By the way, that was a hell of a shot.
Man. Dude, those last two shots were just, I would want to retire after those. That one dude takes a Michael Jordan bleeping heat check spinning jumper in the lane. Come on, man. And then you hit some kind of slap dash off balance three to win. I would want to retire.
How about you play some damn
shots.
Defense?
Oh, that was just ridiculous.
You know, like
ridiculous.
That goat, let
your
that
coach
goat
down.
Come on, man.
Just that goat we have over the desk by where Ty shirt and Mark sit in the studio there, and you press the thing in the bottom and the legs collapse. That was every Syracuse player. Like, they were part of Ultron.
And
they were deactivated by someone hitting the central.
His players let him down, Jason.
Hildreth just scored. He scores 12 points a game. He hits a Jordan turnaround, twisting in. Come on, man. All right. Anyway, here was the back and forth with Boeheim, where his, quote, retirement, quitting, stepping away, being forced out, became public.
Well, I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not.
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Jason, I heard he's going to Georgetown after this.
Yeah, among the things you won't be seeing.
He could, though.
Again, it's yeah. I don't think they're going to want Ewing back.
They're going to swap places.
Yeah, no, not going to happen. Now look, so that's the Boeheim everybody is used to, right? They're curmudgeon and he's ornery and all this. But let me just give you a little bit something different on Jim Boeheim. This is an interview we did with him right after Syracuse went to the Final Four in 2016, right? The last time of his five visits to the Final Four, it was kind of an upset run. For their last two runs of the Final Four were very upset style. No one expected. They were 10 seed going in. Here they are in the Final Four, and Boeheim comes on, and you know, as I told you before, he and I, our birthdays are a day apart, and you know, getting to talk to him on the show was a great thing. And here he is having some fun with us, talking about what he did and what's going on. And when I thanked him for coming on the show, well, here's how it went with Jim Boeheim.
Well, you know, I have to be nice to Syracuse guys. So, you know, hopefully they'll be nice to me sometimes, you know.
I figure because your birthday is the day before mine, we can have like 2 or 3 hour conversations on our birthdays. We can go over a whole bunch of stuff.
I don't know about 3 hours. I mean, I don't know. I think 10 minutes we can handle that, but not much more than that.
Very good. Now, I saw you on Dan Patrick's show earlier today talk about how you would come back for at least one more year, no matter what happens here. But does this run convince you maybe another 10 years or so? I think we can put together a couple $100 here at Fox to get you to stick around a bit.
No, I mean, it's been great. This team's been great. I'm so happy for these guys. They've come through a lot of adversity, and you know, coaches are supposed to be able to handle that. But players, it's difficult for them. We had an up-and-down season. You know, we start out good, we struggled, we got going, then we struggled again, and, you know, we got into the tournament and just, you know, really have played well and, you know, made two really almost impossible comebacks against Gonzaga and against Virginia yesterday. Just, you know, it's hard. It's when you're down 6-7 points to those teams and the last few minutes with Gonzaga, and then when you're down 15 in the second half against Virginia, those are hard games to come back from, and the players deserve an unbelievable amount of credit. They, you know, Virginia's a great defensive team. They've held us to about 30% shooting, and we shot 9 out of 10 in the second half. So, you know, it's pretty hard to do that.
So tell me about the comeback. I saw assistant coach Mike Hopkins say after the game that, I don't know what happened. I have to go back and look at the tape. Can you explain what happened in the second half any better after having a few hours to look back at it?
Well, the one thing, we only made 2 steals, but Virginia missed 2 layups and they walked down under the basket. And you don't expect a team like Virginia to make that kind of mistake. It's uncharacteristic. We had 11 steals against them. You don't expect that against a Virginia team. We had 0 turnovers in the second half, and they had 5 or 6. You just don't expect that from a Virginia team. But we still, at the other end, had to make 9 out of 10 shots, and our freshmen, 2 freshmen, made 3 straight 3s. So you don't expect that to happen, but you're happy that it did happen, and we're moving on. The players just deserve an unbelievable amount of credit for what they've done and what they did yesterday. All hope wasn't lost, obviously, but hope was not in plain view very often. Jackson yesterday.
All right, Coach, what'd you say to Malachi at halftime yesterday? Because everybody's talking about his performance.
I told him to drive the ball, you know, get to the basket, you know, let's go. You're hesitating. He's done that before. He's had bad first halves and bounced back with 15, 16-point second halves. But we talked about just changing our offense. Let's drive more. Let's screen away from the ball more and try to open up driving lanes. And that helped us. But he once he made a couple layups, he kind of got feeling good. He made his two free throws, then he made a three, and, you know, he just kept going from there. He had a tremendous second half.
He said your language was a little more colorful than that, though, the way you talked to him at halftime.
No, I didn't. Not too much. I'm too old for that stuff now. I was pretty somber at halftime. And, you know, but I did want him to try to get to the basket and make plays. And he did. And that's why we won the game.
Well, also, I think if you can get Tyler Lydon to shoot threes with just one shoe on for most of the game, I think that might help too.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, most guys, they don't even want to keep playing. He just kept playing like nothing happened. And they made him go back and play defense for a possession too. So, he's a great young player. Our two freshmen played great yesterday. And, of course, our two seniors were great. They've been great leaders all year. And they're the reason we're still playing and happy to be playing. It's great for them, and it's great for our fans to be able to get back to the Final Four. It's always great to do that. And the only problem is I have had 15 phone calls today, and now I got to go watch a lot of tape that I don't want to watch against North Carolina. I don't want to watch that, really. But so I'm going to go do right now when I get off with you.
With North Carolina coming up, Coach, obviously some of the interviews you do this week won't be the greatest. There'll be rules and fractions questions that'll be discussed. In fact, Coach Williams talked about them last night after North Carolina's win. How will you answer those this week?
Well, I don't talk about it. It's in the past, and we've moved on, and that's all you can do. Things happen, and you have to face your punishment, and you move on. You don't continue to get punished for it. It's in the past, and you've paid your price, and you move on, and that's what we've done.
Last thing, Coach, the internet is having a ton of fun with how you were wearing your Final Four hat after the game yesterday. It's pretty high up on your head, and I see the pictures, and I go, you know, those hats are just too small sometimes, and I think it was too small on your head, or was it something else?
You know, it really was. I don't think I pulled it down for whatever reason. I probably was afraid to mess up my one or two hairs that I do have, so I probably didn't pull it down enough, and I'm not a big hat guy anyway, unless I'm playing golf, which I like to be wearing a hat, because if I'm wearing a hat, I'm either fishing or playing golf, and that's the two good things. But
he'll be playing a lot of golf.
Thanks for having me on. I got to run, got to go look at some film, and I appreciate it.
Congratulations, Coach. Look forward to seeing you at the Final Four.
Thank you.
All right, so there was he was done at the end there.
Saw his
oh, no, he was done. I got another call.
Yeah, you asked me, me about that, and you asked me about the refraction, my hat. Okay, now
you
I'm
you asked
done.
Me
I'm
about a flipping hat. I'm done.
I'm done. But listen to the fun he was having. Hey, Syracuse guys saying things
Boeheim.
About me and stuff. But this is kind of who he was, too. But, you know, he doesn't make the headlines for this. He makes the headlines for when he,
that's
oh,
right.
Look
well,
at him
I'd
yelling
like...
at a reporter. Look at him yelling at this kid. Look at him doing this. Look at him doing that. It, you know, there's a couple of different guys. And, you know, I say this all the time. Is that I kind of have the view of Boeheim like people view the TV show Sons of Anarchy, right? And in Sons of Anarchy, the show was about a cast of characters who were maybe 40% good and 60% bad. Like, they did a lot of bad things, right? But
sure.
They're the stars of the show, and that's who you watch, right? You watch them because why? Because Kurt Sutter would even say this. He goes, people watch because they're your monsters. They're my monsters. We're watching, we're rooting for them because the forces they're fighting against are maybe 10% good and 90% bad. But they're our monsters. They're your monsters. And I feel the same way, you know, about Boeheim. It's like, yeah, but he's he's curmudgeonly and he's crusty. He says this and he criticizes players and he says this about guys like Andy Katz. I go, yeah, but he's my guy who's crusty and says these things about Andy Katz and criticizes players. He's my guy. That's my coach who does that. And so it's that's kind of how I've always looked at him. And like I said, you know, I still think of, you know, walking on campus, you know, in 1988 for the first time and go, hey, I don't know what's going to happen now, but we're coming off the national championship game and losing by a point to Indiana. I can't wait. And that's been Syracuse basketball for me now for the last 35 years. And I can't, here I am 52 years
yeah,
old.
That
and I'm
must
like,
suck for
he's
you.
Just
yeah.
walking away. Dude, Frostburg, you didn't even go to college. Okay. So just stop. Just stop with that. You didn't even
Seriously?
Go. You didn't even go.
No, they just gave me a degree.
You have a Long Beach State University hat, and that's the only thing you have.
That's worth more than your diploma.
Yeah, not the Boeheim's hat that we talked about there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my 2 cents here, 2 things. Number one, you have the circumstance where we talk about the humanity there of Boeheim, having a little bit of fun, kind of joking and going along with it. Again, equating to Popovich, Belichick, all the guys that have historically been the monster in front of the podium and the assembled media. The other, I mean, just how gracious I was, since this was such a great opportunity for you to kiss Boeheim's ass, that I just laid out and let you talk a lot.
That was really
great of me. I mean, that's Marconi kind of stuff right there.
I didn't know where my space was. I didn't have to call him for you.
The guy was just going to the Final Four. That's the story.
Yeah. But the point being that, you know, I laid out because it's you getting to be fanboy about the Final Four.
I think we should do more of that. You laying out and me getting to be fanboy about things. We should do more of that. I think
we don't do enough Knicks and Jets talk on a daily basis.
Listen, we're going to have to add in our the Lakers are back television show. So now we're going to have to add this to it. Why not?
Exclamation point!
Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike and Swollen Dome. Just a different look at Jim Boeheim there, who is now not coming back to the sideline after 47 years because it just got so awkward. Oh, it's tough.
But Syracuse and Georgetown are going to have new coaches because there's no way in hell Ewing's coming back
after a
32-point blowout.
No, they're going to swap jobs.
Yeah, he's won like 4 games in the last 6 years. I don't think he's going to come back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Yo, what a bass line on this song. We've had a lot of NBA tonight, been a lot of stuff going on. We talked about, we got Ja and Kevin Durant slipping and falling while he's messing around before the game.
Arizona. How many jobs are lost over that?
Well, the guy with the blue mop whose job it is to sweep the floor definitely loses his gig.
Yeah, that fall on a loop is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's that guy, whoever has the big blue broom that they push out to always have, that guy's getting fired if he hasn't gotten fired already.
Over-under on games missed. There's one.
Oh, can you imagine? Let's see. Eugene, who we pay $15 an hour to. Kevin Durant, who we're giving $48 million to. Eugene, you're fired.
Isn't it the guy in the gorilla suit that mops up there?
Oh, I would hope not. They need to keep him.
Multitasking.
They need to keep him. I mean, you can't have... We had to fire the gorilla. Why? Because he didn't mop up right, and KD fell.
He was too busy hyping up the damn crowd on the other
and
side of the
court. That gorilla makes a lot of cash, too. I think he's the highest paid mascot in the NBA.
He might be.
He was over there with his hot dog gun.
He had a good
stuff
run
into the crowd.
So what do we have now? Well, now we have the armadillo. Yeah, he doesn't get up. He can't dunk like the gorilla can.
I hated that gorilla in 94.
We're trying out new mascots now. Here's the bull.
There's a guy dressed like a snake.
The bull mastiff terrier. Let's see. No, he can't dunk either. That's not going to work.
If you can imitate KD's fall from tonight, you get the job.
Oh, man. Because you know there's going to be somebody who does that, right? One of those people who online that specialty is looking like the NBA star, like hitting the jumper that looks like Kobe or the fadeaway like Luka. Someone's going to do that and go, yeah, here's KD, like, and boom, and then slip and fall.
And I'm not saying it's funny that he got hurt, but it's funny how he got hurt.
I can't believe that's how that he went. I mean,
that's
slipping
like
on
a baseball injury.
Oh, man. But look, there's big stuff in the NFL too. And the story of the last couple of days has been the Ravens placing the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, who now is free to sign an offer sheet with any team in the NFL. And the Ravens then decide, yes, we're going to match it and keep him, or we're going to let you have him and you're going to give us 2 first-round picks. This is insane until you realize how this is going to play out, right? Because I'll tell you exactly what's going to go on with Lamar Jackson. Because now that anybody can sign him, you are going to see teams jump in that you would not normally believe would be teams that would go out to get Lamar Jackson, right? Because we thought, well, teams like Atlanta's going to get involved and Carolina's going to get involved. They need quarterback. No, you're going to see teams like Tennessee may say, hey, we want to get involved. Indianapolis is going to say they want to get involved. These are the teams. You could see the Patriots say, hey, we're ready. Hey, Lamar, we're going to pay you. This is Bill Belichick's dream. Hey, we'll give you all this money, Lamar, and we'll create the contract so the Ravens can't really match it, and we'll trade away 2 first-round picks, and the Pages will have Lamar Jackson. You're going to see people get involved that you're not expecting, which means someone's going to give him the contract that he wants, which is more than $250 million guaranteed, which is exactly what he wants. And you know Lamar Jackson doesn't care what team, he just wants to get paid. He's made that absolutely clear over the course of the past year and a half. So here's how it plays out. Somebody signs Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet. And when it does, Lamar Jackson plays his final trump card. Ravens do not match this. I can't go back because things are too bad. I'm ready to move on. Do not match this. Let me go someplace else and play. And the Ravens will say, okay, we'll take the 2 first-round picks. Now, why is it going to happen that way? Because Lamar Jackson doesn't want to stay there.
And so he's going to say, I want out. And no team wants a guy who says, I don't want to be there. And the Ravens will say, okay. And then meanwhile, the real reason the Ravens are saying it is because they don't want to pay Lamar Jackson that money. And they just want to look like we did everything we could to keep him, but we can't because the optic of a team not being able to re-sign your 25-year-old franchise quarterback, that's embarrassing on so many levels, man. The guy's won an MVP. He's one of the best in the game. No, no, we can't find a way to do it because we don't want to pay him like other quarterbacks are getting paid in the league right now. Okay, so guess what? You're going to lose that quarterback. But that's how it's going to go. Lamar Jackson signs. He tells the Ravens not to match. Ravens say okay. Lamar's on his new team. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fun conversation that comes to this, and it gets, you know, into personal relationships, how you deal with things, right? The devil you know versus the devil you don't, as related to the organization you've been playing for. And, you know, a lot of the narrative has been, well, the Ravens don't want him. Well, they don't want him at that price. And that's what you and I have talked about for a long while. And in putting the non-exclusive, they've given him the opportunity to go into the marketplace. They may very well come back, and the only offers that avail themselves are in the range the Ravens were talking about. And all of a sudden, ta-da, here you go. And it's not the, hey, you got to come crawling back with your tail between your legs, but the reality of a marketplace sometimes slaps you in the face that you're not as valuable to another program as you were here, particularly when you have to give up assets to bring him in. And while it's less than Russell Wilson and some of these other trades, right, Matthew Stafford, we talk about all the draft compensation that go through, Ravens were willing to put that up. So for Lamar Jackson, and the one I like that is maybe the best theory, was the Princess of Darkness herself on this International Women's Day. We celebrate our friend Amy Trask, and this in tandem with something friend of the show Jason Lock and Ford put out. It's like, what if Daniel Snyder, we don't know if he's selling or not, right? As much as people want to talk about valuations and lists of potential suitors, whatever. But if, say, he does get to the point where it's inevitable that it's done, wouldn't a great final act be that all guaranteed money, $270, $280, and then wave to all the other owners as he sells his team for $6 billion or whatever?
Good luck.
That was a combination between Lock and Vora and Trask that I saw in my timeline, and I thought I'd give it some love here as we're talking about Lamar. But from a business perspective, I've just seen, you know, what Lamar and the disrespect. You brought up the MVP. Well, that's what he was. You're not paying him based on what he was. Right now, he's a guy that you're figuring out the next iteration, trying to figure out how many more years of elite status you have. Back-to-back years, he missed 5 games. Look, we can argue about what the final 5 games were for 2022. The end game is he wasn't on the field. A lot of talk about the training staff. Well, like the Chargers, the Ravens got rid of their trainer. So obviously something was amiss as far as, you know, diagnosis, rehabilitation programs, whatever they were looking at, and a disagreement of, are you ready? Are you not? Can you play through it? How many former players did you see line up to say, oh, he's just got to put a brace on and go through it? We have no idea how hurt that knee was. Right. And that's between him, the team doctors, whatever, because we always know the NFL teams want you on the field 3 weeks faster than you're supposed to be. Right. Or yesterday, as in the old terminology. So it's the curiosity. I still think there very well could be a reunion there. Don't forget, you also have Las Vegas. If we're going to keep putting up potential suitors, because they don't know what they're doing. So they didn't emphatically rule anything out. They talked about veterans, but I think that was more in the, we don't want a 39-year-old veteran coming in here with the Aaron Rodgers thing. But as we know, everything changes on a dime. You get some fuzzy math, some good accounting, a good rapport, maybe a plea from Devontae Adams or a threat, and all of a sudden the Raiders are back in the mix as well. And who knows, Aaron Rodgers could be a Raider still too.
No, sure. Look, the Raiders, they could sign Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, or Gardner Minshew. None of that would be surprising.
No, but that's just it.
Is
any
there anybody,
quarterback that's available?
Is
Carson
there anybody
Wentz,
the Raiders would
Tannehill.
Sign that would surprise you? Is there any,
nope.
Even if the Raiders said, we'll trade for Zach Wilson, that would not surprise me because it's the Raiders. That would not surprise me.
Legitimately. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all the way they've gone through this. All we know is they've given no vote of confidence or attaboy for anybody currently on the roster, and they told Derek Carr to beat it.
You know, the thing about Lamar Jackson is this is why someone's going to give him the money he wants, because it's the money and it's two first-round picks, which is less than you had to give up for Russell Wilson, less than you had to give up for anybody. It's the same you may have to give up for Aaron Rodgers, depending on the money. This is two first-round picks for a quarterback who's going to be your guy for at least the next 5 years. Now, you're hoping he stays healthy, obviously, but this is not Carson Wentz where, boy, the guy won the MVP 6 years ago and he really has shown he can't do it anymore. This is, you know, he's 3 years removed from it now, and when healthy, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And if you're a team that, hey, we have trouble figuring out the quarterback position, or we're not going to draft late enough, we'll get in on that. When can we possibly get in on a guy better than Lamar Jackson in free agency? And we can take a swing at it, because if we don't make it, okay, we're no worse off than we were before. We tried to get Lamar. It didn't work. We'd love to have him. We still have a hole at quarterback. We'll fill it in the draft. So I don't doubt for a second someone's going to give him that money. Now, are there going to be a ton of teams that go after it that way? Probably not. But all you need is one, right? You say it all the time. All you need is one.
No, but
team that goes back. And the thing is, Lamar just wants the money. So it may not be a great destination, but you know what? If they're going to pay me, that's where I'll go.
Well, and for the Ravens, right, that's the hope, is that it's the lowest, the bottom of the barrel, as it were.
You were just going to say the Jets. You're hoping it's the – you were almost going to say – admit it. You were going to say Jets.
No, look, the Jets are interesting to me. You know, you've got the defending rookies of the year. You've got a good infrastructure. I don't know how it
Carson Wentz?
Well, maybe Captain Carson Wentz. But outside of the quarterback position, at least on paper, you're competitive. Now, how many wins it is in a cannibalizing division, and obviously the AFC and the strength thereof, I can't say for certain, but it's a good destination. And the draft picks, because of the year that they had, aren't as desirous. But here's the thing. The Ravens put that into play themselves. Now, when it comes down to money, are you desperate to pull guys in? Well, it's not. Almost everybody, I don't want to say everybody because I haven't looked at the numbers from this year, but generally teams are playing to near capacity, right? Maybe not in December where seats are sold and you're not cashing in on revenue on beer and parking and concession sales, but the tickets are generally going to be sold, not to mention you get a giant-sized novelty check from all of your rights holders, right? All your broadcast partners, and with Sunday Ticket moving, guess what? That the price of poker went up again, right? So you're getting lots of checks in that regard. So the money for a couple of teams perhaps isn't, and we see the salary cap rise coming out of that. So maybe it's not the same as it might be otherwise, because you don't need a guy to put butts in seats. If you're looking to make a splash and say we've arrived, well, if the rest of your infrastructure stinks and your GM can't do anything, then it really doesn't matter. But that's the hope for the Ravens, is that, yes, one of those teams is desperate enough to get him into that range of what he was desiring, whether it's 250, whether it's 280. It's all rumor because, right, we don't have any agent leaking anything.
Yeah, he's not going to. Yeah, the only way is this. Right. Sources. Who is your source? Well, I kind of fell apart on that one for you. Right. I don't have sources.
Unless it's one of the inner circle. And if Lamar treats his inner circle like Aaron Rodgers does, I mean, he cuts them loose, so they don't know anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Who leaked this? Why? Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers waking up next Tuesday going, why is Lamar Jackson on Pat McAfee? Why is he sitting in my spot? Why? How did this happen? Inner circle, talk to me right now. This is not acceptable.
Look, you're out. You're out. I can't have it anymore.
That would be such a baller move for Pat McAfee. Hey, sorry, you haven't called me Aaron in 2 weeks. Here's Lamar Jackson in your slot.
Hey, I had to fill the slot, and I signed a big enough deal that I could pay him some money to come in and spill what's going on in his world. But, the Ravens, it's an interesting way of doing business, right? Because you're not getting the full cadre of draft picks. and you're kind of subject right now to what the market will do, and banking on the fact, and this is where the collusion talk begins, that nobody's going to come up with that offer that's going to make Lamar really happy, and that when it's all said and done, he signs an offer sheet, and you're standing there waving as he comes into the parking lot going, yep, how fast can I sign that sheet? And I've got a notary public standing next to me. Let's go.
Notary public. Who are you? Are you Lamar's agent? No, I'm a notary public. I'm making sure this is all nice,
legal. And look at this. I have attached this fax machine to the Wi-Fi. Actually, you know what? We're going full-on DocuSign. As soon as you're here, boom, it's gone.
Dude, your notary travels with his own fax machine. It's how all notaries travel, with a fax machine.
Wireless fax machine, baby. No snafus here. As soon as this is final, it goes into the league office. There's no fooling around.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Easy, Chewy.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. The floor recognizes Mike Harmon.
Now, as we get into our evening and you're digesting the Boeheim certainty that there will not be a year 48, how are you going to console yourself tonight? Is it ice cream, cake, McDonald's, late night pizza? What are we looking at?
I am
all of the above.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think it's going to wind up being. I think it's going to wind up being a little bit of ice cream before I leave here, and then I think it's going to be a Big Mac attack on the way home.
Okay.
I haven't had a Big Mac in probably almost 2 weeks. No, almost 2 weeks. That's my last
breakfast.
Big Mac. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, man.
And now it's like an early breakfast.
Where are you, my friend? I've missed you so much. Oh, there's a Big Mac.
Oh, sandwich. I could never hate you.
So a Big Mac on the way home, and then it's going to be a really Big Mac when you get home.
Yeah,
hey, now.
Time now for the play of the night. Play of the night brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Well, we could have played the paparazzi taking pictures of Robert Saleh, play of the night? No, no, no. Instead, we go to the world of basketball for the progressive play of the night.
Leonard left to right, 5:20 to play in the fourth. Leonard into the front court, down the left alley. Leonard attacking. Oh! Kawhi Leonard! The biggest Kawhi light of the year! He just poster Pirtle. He put him in the rim. There's a body lying inside.
Oh, wow. Noah Eagle on Clippers Radio Network on the call. Kawhi, the Clippers are back, baby.
That was a Kawhi light.
Oh, no.
The Clippers are back. They're back, man. Like the Lakers, the Clippers are back. 24-12 for Kawhi in the night. The Clippers win it over the Raptors, 108-100. And I would say the coming in second for play of the night, Fred VanVleet's post-game press conference.
Oh, not enough dumps.
We can't play for you, but I can read you what he said. He was not very happy with the officiating tonight. And again, we can't play it for you because it's just really too hard for him.
Long bleep.
Yeah, so I'm going to read a little bit of the Fred VanVleet statement. He was not happy with the officiating from the game tonight. And Ben Taylor was the ref, and Fred VanVleet was not happy. And he went on a rant about how bad the officiating is, and every other word was an F-bomb. And that was kind of Fred VanVleet. Quote, I thought the referee was blanking terrible tonight. I think that's most nights. You know, out of the three, there's one or two that just blank the game up. It's been like that a couple of games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight competing pretty hard, and I get a blank tech that changes the whole dynamic of the game, changed the whole flow of the game. I like a lot of the refs. They're trying hard and pretty fair and communicate well. Then you got the other ones who just want to be blanks and just kind of blank up the game, and no one's coming to see that blank.
That about sums it up.
He's getting his $25,000. That's money worth for Fred VanVleet right there. Every penny of that money is going to the NBA. He earned that one, man.
Kind of fun, though, right? Because do they get him by the expletive, or is it, you know, just one rant against official just counts as one rant against officials?
Man, I'll tell you.
He got his money's worth.
No, he did.
That's a cool $25,000 right there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And hey, just really quick, the story that's going to start gaining a lot of momentum tomorrow. The video is out of the Sean Kemp drive-by arrest and shooting. Oh boy, video of him looking like he's firing at a car during a parking lot dispute and then talking to police after. That is not good for the Rain Man. I don't know how this is going to end. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.